Senior Director of Communications and Broadcast for the Edmonton Eskimos, Rosemary Phillips. Rose, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am excellent. So tell Eskimo fans, number one, just the basics. When and where and how can they get involved?
Gotcha. So tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m., it's going to be at the stadium. It's a free event, most importantly. So all they got to do is come to the entrance just outside Gate 9 and prepare to see something we've never done before.
So what? I guess give us a little teaser. I know Odell Willis, from what I understand, is going to be there, correct?
Yeah, Odell's going to be playing a Madden game against fans. So we're going to have two Madden stations on a massive screen. So apparently Odell's ranked top 1% in the world. Who knew? Huh. For Madden. So
really?
Yeah. We saw it on Twitter because the Madden people actually tweeted to him.
Huh.
So that's a goal when I grow up, to be as good as Madden as Odell is one day. So you can come play him. There's two Xbox Ones up for grabs with the Madden game pack as well. So you don't necessarily have to beat him to win. You just got to play him, and your name will go in the draw.
Now, you're also having, like, Jay Mello is spinning beats, and you're playing beer pong?
You know what? We're not. As it turns out, and I found this out a little late in the game, you can't play beer pong. It's semi-illegal.
Huh.
But that said, we are going to have the Coors Light folks come out. We're going to have games like Giant Jenga and just a whole bunch of other party fun games. Actually, you're going to be the first person we've told, but we're launching a brand new virtual reality. So essentially, you get to walk through a day with Mike Riley. So you put this headset on, you put earphones on, and it is like something you have never seen. Literally, it's 360 everywhere you look. It's no one who's tried it has not been wowed.
Rose, so does this mean the virtual reality, somebody comes and knocks Riley on his butt and then he gets up and goes back to the huddle, or what can you tell us about this?
Well, we try not to get Riley on his butt as a general rule. I feel like that's the whole O-line's job. But what you do with him is you actually go through a photo shoot with him. You get to throw the ball to Bo Levi Mitchell, catch the ball from him. And a few other things I don't necessarily want to give away yet, but if you come try it out, it is like something you've never seen.
Really? That's pretty cool, actually. I'm just wondering how much time of that is spent with him prepping in the washroom, because Riley is very up on his looks, so he wants to make sure the beer is always tended to. So something tells me if it was a real virtual reality of Riley, it would be at least 50 minutes in front of the mirror sculpting his beard.
Well, clearly you've met Riley then.
yes, I have.
No karaoke in it?
There is no karaoke. We are going to have a photo booth. To be honest, it's an event like you've never really seen from us before. It's when you come in, it's definitely a party atmosphere. It's going to be a little bit dimly lit, kind of like a club. We're going to have loud music, but it is going to be a brand new way to launch the season. We've been working on a bunch of really big initiatives for the last few months, and tomorrow's the day we get to show it off.
Rosemary Phillips from the Edmonton Eskimo joins us at a season launch party. They're going across the league, also unveiling the new jerseys, because you switched suppliers this season. Some Eskimo fans are diehards. They're like, I know we had Len on. It's not a major change to the home jersey, but the road one's a little bit different, correct?
There's definitely, we pay respect to tradition. I don't want to give too much away because tomorrow at 9 a.m. is the official launch, but I do think our fans will be very happy with what they see.
Are we, without giving too much away, when will fans be able to actually get themselves into these jerseys?
Good question. We're going to start taking pre-orders right away tomorrow. So as of 9 a.m., we will happily take anyone's money for jerseys. And in addition to it, there's a whole bunch of new Adidas sideline gear that comes with it. And I can honestly say, having seen some of the pieces, it's a lot trendier than I think people have seen from us and from the league in a very long time.
Now, Rose, being female, one of the biggest complaints we have from our listeners, actually, is that they want, and football's better than a lot of other sports, is having jerseys and stuff that fit females. Is that the feedback? Are you involved in that? And will there be, proper female-fitting jerseys and Eskimo gear this year, maybe unlike the previous years?
Well, as a female who also wants a fitting jersey, I can say that, yeah, they do fit. They're going to fit the woman's body in a way that they typically haven't before. I think before they've been really boxy. Mm-hmm. They're usually just small men's jerseys, but now you're going to find they're a lot more shapely.
Okay. Well, I know, honestly, like, it's funny when we ask, it's one of the biggest complaints we get, and my audience is predominantly male, but a lot of the females are like, hey, I like to rep it, but I can't stand the boxy jersey. So,
I'm the same way. The last thing you want, like, women have curves, and so we actually want to show them, and we want to show them, obviously, being respectful of ourselves, but we want clothes that fit us properly, and I think Adidas is really doing us well with this.
Well, I can tell you that most males would prefer that as well. So it's pretty much a win-win situation for all involved. So to play Odell Willis in this game, is it just kind of first come, first served? Is it a luck of the draw? Who gets involved? We got a lot of Madden players who want to know how they can face off against Odell Willis.
First come, first serve. I'm anticipating a lineup at the door. So doors open at 6. I would highly recommend coming before then.
Okay.
And we're going to do shortened quarters, so it's not like you have to wait for an entire Madden game. We're going to do two-minute quarters.
Oh, okay.
And there'll be two stations, so there should be plenty of time to get a lot of people through.
And again, it's entrance 9 tomorrow night at Commonwealth Stadium.
You got it. It's right across from the LRT station. So if you walk out of the LRT, you can't miss it. Or if you take a tap card tomorrow and use the promo code SVIP, it will literally take you to the door, and you'll get ahead of the lineup.
And also, it's free parking anywhere in the stadium lots.
You got it.
Well, Rose, sounds like it's a great event. Now, is this something, is it because of the new jersey, or is this a thing that every team now is looking at doing every season now?
You know, I think it's only us in the league office, I believe, are doing an event like quite like this. Every market's doing their own.
Okay.
For us, it's just about making sure that we resonate with the younger folk. We want to make sure that when you come to Commonwealth Stadium, it's a fun, obviously it's the environment that we're trying to get to, and I think that we've done a really good job making strides to get there this season, and $5 beer never hurts. So I think when people come, as soon as you walk in the room, you will know right away it's a different environment.
And will the Grey Cup by chance be there?
It will not. No, it's back at the Hall of Fame, getting probably Riley's name put on it.
Oh. Now, will you have it for the season opener?
We've got a ton of special stuff planned for the season opener, but I can't let the cat out of the bag just yet.
Oh, well, something tells me the Grey Cup will be in attendance. That's just a guess on mine, an educated one, I would think. Rose, we appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thanks, Gar.